Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning to everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Hello out there. Good morning. Hey, Terrell, good morning, man. I hope that's good with you. I haven't talked to you in a while personally, but in person, rather. I hope everything's going great for you, man. Hey, Lady Kelly, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining. And in advance for all of your input, always love. I love to kind of add your comments. Bring around me. Hey, good morning, Patrice. Good morning to you. Belinda, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Hey, Sister Monica, good morning. That's the headmaster. I'm glad you're with us. Hey, Sister Venus, good morning. Reverend Jeffrey, what's going on, man? Glad you're with us. Hey, Sister Phyllis, good morning to you. Reverend Phyllis, good morning. Sister Pam Whitaker, still traveling? Okay, look, we are praying traveling mercies for you. Hey, Deacon Bellamy, good morning. Sister Cheryl, Reverend Scoggins, good morning to you. Reverend Scoggins, I think it's a happy birthday. If that's right. Happy birthday, belated man. Belated birthday to you. Hey, Sister Orson, good morning. Good morning. Hey, Sister Bowers, good morning to you. Glad to have everybody on. It is Monday morning, and this Monday, as we have been for the last couple of days. Hey, Anna, Cynthia, Cynthia, good morning. Cynthia might be on too, though. Hey, good morning to you. Pastor Banks, what's going on, man? We are really just kind of having this conversation on discerning the voice of God. I'll be honest, today's devotional, you know, maybe a little dicey, but I believe it is from God and it's helpful in helping us hear his voice. Good morning. Good morning again. No birthdays in December. Okay. All right, Brother Scott, I'm going to wait and do that again in December. Sorry about that. for the hearts that are going up on Facebook, thank you so much. Go ahead and double tap those your screen. For those hearts that go up, we appreciate it. I see purple and orange. I know there are at least four other colors. Go ahead and tap those. Hey, Sister Cynthia Woodley, Reverend Woodley, good morning. Good morning to you. Let's start your video today because I want you to be able to ask some questions if appropriate. Brown, blue, purple, pink hearts. There they go. Appreciate it. And if you're on Facebook, you would just hit like. That would be great. Pamela White, good morning. Good morning to you. And of course, everybody that's with us on conference call and later that will come on the podcast. Thank you guys so much. Matter of fact, if you come on replay, you catching this later on, thank you so much for your time. I know you didn't have to get on, and so I really appreciate you spending this time. My Aunt Classy is going to jump on, so I want to say good morning or good evening to her. Hey, my Aunt Classy, thanks for joining. Look, today we're talking about, again, discerning the voice of God. We kind of codenamed this devotional series, Listen, right? Because one of the things we want to do is be intentional about listening to God's voice. You know, I said before, there's so many voices, so much chatter, so much going on, so many decisions to be made, so many ministry gifts in you. We want to make sure that we stay consistently attempting to hear God's voice. Hey, Sister Victoria. So in an effort to hear God's voice, hey, Deacon Joe, in an effort to hear God's voice, you know, we just kind of tossed out some tips on how to clearly and better hear God's voice. Today I want to start off with this scripture, and actually there are a few scriptures, but the scripture I want to look at first is Luke 21. Luke 21. Hey, Pina, good morning. Luke 21. And let me say this. Let me kind of say this. Today when we talk about, discerning God's voice, the title we've given it is, in order to hear God, hear what's happening and see the signs, right? Hear what's happening and see the signs. Vlad Rack 96 is on with us on Periscope. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope today's video blesses you. If you can, every day, I'm going to read. But you want to hear what's happening and you want to see the signs. Here's what Luke 21 says. It says, and there will be signs in sun and moon and stars and on the earth, distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring seas and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming in the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Here it is. And they will see the Son of Man coming in a loud cloud with power and great glory. So this gives us this biblical idea that sometimes when God, before God speaks, or to image, Dr. Frank Thomas says, image up, but see what God is saying. Sometimes he'll give us signs, like road signs, right? Road signs have both images and they have words.
First Kings 13. First Kings 13 and 3. Somebody pick that up real quick, and then I kind of start explaining. First Kings 13 and 3. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Just starts off this way. It says, and he gave a sign the day. He gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign that the Lord has spoken. Right? Here it is. This is the sign that the Lord has spoken. So, again, this is the idea that sometimes God gives us images or signs, or he lets something happen so that we can hear him. Now, as a disclaimer, John 4:48, last scripture, or maybe not the last scripture, but close to it. John 4:48 says, so Jesus said unto him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Right? John 4:48. Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Now, to keep that in context, he was actually rebuking them because he wanted them to believe without the sign. He wanted them to have faith without hearing it, without seeing it. But what he understood is that there are some people in maturity, as they're growing and learning about God, that in order for us to properly believe or hear God, to discern his voice, a lot of times what happens is we have to see the signs and wonders. He wants us to go to a place where we don't. But until we get there, one of the ways he speaks to us is through signs and wonders. So what does all that mean? Here, what I'm going to suggest today is that one of the ways you can discern God's voice, you can hear what God is trying to say, is you look at what's happening around you, right? Don't ignore what you see. Don't ignore what happens, right? If you are trying to invest your money, right, grow your stock or your financial portfolio, one of the greatest ways to do that is to see what's happening, right? You want to see what's going on with particular companies. You want to learn what's happening in a particular industry, because if you can see what's happening or if you can predict what might take place, then the happenings help you hear what's getting ready to take place. Same thing with God. You know, sometimes God just kind of lets you see things. You see a certain number of people in your office start to leave, or you see management starting to shift. If you see, that people are being hired or people are being laid off, then it's not just happening. It's God possibly speaking to you to say, hey, you know, I've been talking to you about transition. You've been wondering when was the time. And I'm telling you, now is the time. And what you see happening, what you hear happening, starts to now turn the volume up on God's voice. Right, turn the volume up on God's voice. Are you in a relationship? And I know you might love them, you might like them, but you also want to see the signs, right? See what they're doing, hear what's happening. And, you know, just in real old school, but you know, I was always taught that if you see how a person treats their mother, right? If I see how a woman treats her father, right, then or the men in her life, it's probably an indication of how she's going to treat me. If you see how the man that you're dating treats other women, his mother, his sister, his aunt, it's an indication of how he might treat you. Now, I know that's old school adage, and it may not be absolute, but get the principle. Do not ignore what you see. Do not ignore what's happening, because whatever you see, whatever is happening, can often be an indication for you of what God is trying to say. Same thing is true in your health, in your spiritual life. Do not ignore what you see. Sometimes God shows it in order for you to hear what he's saying to you. And I think, one of the challenges for us is knowing what we want to hear that may not always be what we see happening, right? God, I really want this to be mine. But then what you hear and you see is opposite of that. And so you say, now I'm waiting for God to say something. Look, God is saying it. I'm sure you've heard this story time and time again, but I think it's valid. You know, it's a story, and I want to talk about the Houston flood in a moment, so let me be sensitive to that. But, you know, there's a story about a guy who, you know, is saying, I'm waiting for God to send me, to rescue me, right? God, rescue me, rescue me, rescue me. And the flood comes, and he's sitting on the roof of his house. You know, God sends a guy by with a boat. He said, now I'm waiting for God to rescue me. Then he sends a guy, you know, with a helicopter. He said, now I'm waiting for God to rescue me. He sends one more guy that throws a rescue rope to him. He says, now I'm waiting for God to rescue me. And the man dies in the flood, right? I know I'm sensitive to Houston, but he dies in the flood. He gets in heaven, and once he gets in heaven, he says, God, I thought you were going to rescue me. God says, well, I sent a boat, I sent a helicopter, and I sent a rope, but you didn't accept any of what I sent you. And as a result, you are where you are now. Look, God speaks to you in signs and in wonders. And let me say this, that when God sends signs and wonders, the signs and wonders offer at least one of two reasons. He sends signs and wonders as a way of caution, hold up, stop, pause, wait. And then he sends signs and wonders as a way of confirmation, right? Caution or confirmation. So he rarely only sends signs, wonders, happening, and events. He usually doesn't just do that by itself in isolation. Usually that comes as a complement to something he's already said. But if we're talking about discerning God's voice and figuring out what God has been saying, or if this is what God said, you know, you're trying to figure out, okay, is this God or is this me? You know, is this a spiritual word from the Lord, or is this just my own flesh and my desire? What you want to do is kind of pause, pivot, and as you start to look around, and as you start to see what's happening, then God will start to show you this is a caution. Hey, don't do this. Don't go that way. Or he'll get confirmation and say, look, this is now reinforcing what I already tried to say. So I mentioned Houston, and, you know, all of what's happening in Houston, you know, the floodwaters that are there. Let me be very clear. Hey, Reverend Harris, let me be very clear. I am not at all saying that the people who live in Houston, I think they've been noted as Houstonians, right, that the people who are in Houston have committed any sin. I'm not saying at all that they have committed any evil, that they are bad people. I don't know too many people in Houston. I know a few in Dallas. I don't know any of them. This is not a prophetic word from me, from God, saying that they are bad people. However, let me say that oftentimes what God does do is he lets things happen, and he allows us to see things as cautions for us. That if you did ask me personally, I think that what is happening in Houston, the fires that are happening on the West Coast, storms that are happening overseas, that all of them are indeed cautions. But they are not cautions particularly because of that group of people. They are cautions for all of God's people to say, hey, make sure that your life is in line with what I have purposed for you, right? That there's no way I can see floods in Houston and not remember that the first time God flooded the earth, it was because he was displeased. He may not necessarily be displeased with them. And many of us will look at it and say, God, it's happening, but God is displeased with the world. Look, let me tell you, you can focus on the whole world and toss what's happening there on the world, or you can start thinking, all right, what is it that I've been talking to God about? What is it that I've been trying to hear from God? What is it that I've been trying to discern? And then think that God may be allowing you to see some things as both caution and confirmation for what you've been seeking. Do not be so quick to cast off what's happening in the world to only what applies to the world. No, if you saw it, it might be happening to you. Somebody just put on the screen the eclipse. You know, same thing. People have talked prophetically about the eclipse. And let me say that God gives us signs and wonders and happenings as both prophetic words to say, hey, here's what's coming, or here's what could happen. But then he also does it to give us what are practical words. Here's what's taking place right now. Prophetic way and in a practical way, we want to understand that when we try to listen, when we try to hear God's voice, God uses happening and signs. Now, when I say happening, let me help you understand that there are some things that when they happen, they mean things. For instance, just hypothetically, but actual, when it starts to get cold, we know that seasons are changing, right? I woke up this morning, went outside. After I got home really early in the morning. I think I got home late. But then this morning I woke up, just went outside. I wanted to get fresh air before the devotion. So what I did was stepped outside, and once I stepped outside, what I noticed was that it was cool. The first thing I thought is that because it was cool, fall must be coming in, because that particular happening ushers in a new season. I've been looking at TV. The more I look at TV, the more commercials I see about football. The more commercials I see about football, they are a happening that reminds me that football season is getting ready to come. When football season gets ready to come, it means fall is getting ready to come. Because fall is getting ready to come, I know a season shift is happening. And so depending on what I've been talking to God about, I can now take the fact that God has illuminated this particular happening and say, you know what? God might be trying to show me and tell me that a season shift is happening,
right? And I know it may sound over spiritual, it may sound assuming, but understand that if you see it, if you notice that that is happening, it's not by accident. God does that intentionally. I think some of you saw a short post for this weekend or the latter part of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I, along with a number of intercessors, a number of prayer warriors, gathered at this retreat center out in the woods. It was what I call our shack, right? You know, the movie Shack. We went out to hear from God, and while we were there, we were able to see things, right? We would sit, and literally, I'm sitting looking at the water, and as I'm looking at the water, I see something particular about lily pads, right? While I'm sitting there at the water, I see that part of the water is flowing left, another part of the water is flowing right, and then there's another part that's absolutely still. But what I see, God uses as a sign to speak to me. And sometimes you gotta really have keen sight. You gotta keep your pulse, keep your thumb on the pulse of what's happening. Because based on what you see and based on what's happening, God can be giving caution or God can be giving you confirmation. Look, I hope that makes sense for you today. Go back and check out those scriptures. Talk to God personally through your prayer life. But don't close your eyes nor ignore what's happening, because God has a way of speaking very clearly to us through both caution and confirmation, through what we see, because you don't see what everybody else sees. And everybody doesn't see what you see. He does it through what's happening, because what's happening around you may not necessarily be what's happening around others. For instance, I talked about the Houston flood, but for some of you, that wasn't even on your radar. It's happening, but it wasn't priority for you. And then for others, that's all you can think about. You can't get your mind off of it, because God illuminates happening so that you and I can hear. God, I thank you so much. I thank you for the people who invest their time in learning and growing. I thank you, God, for, thinking so much of us that you do speak to us. God, you don't even have to do it. You could just operate life and maneuver life, but you take time to speak to us, and for that we are grateful. God, we want to apologize for not always being as mature as we should. So God, give us, the signs and the wonders that are necessary to help us hear you until we grow. Help us hear you and see you and know your voice, because at the end of the day, God, we don't want to just hear your voice to be holier. We don't just want to be able to sense you speaking to us so that we can appear to be more godly than others. God, we want to hear and discern your voice so that we can move in the right way, so that we can commit to the right action, so that we can be helpful to those you've sent in our direction to bless, so that we can walk in the steps you've ordered for us, so we can live out our purpose. So, God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, that you would open up our ears while simultaneously opening up our eyes. God, we pray now for the victims in Houston. We pray now, God, for those who may be suffering, for those who still have fear. We pray, God, resources are rapidly sent to them. We pray that rescue, God, takes place. And we pray, God, that you would allow them to be restored from that which they may have lost. Be with him now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Look, you guys have a blessed day. We went over the time a little bit, but, hey, let's just kind of run with it. Share today's Devo. Remember, everybody, we're here at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. We moved from 7:30 to 7 a.m. going into September. So spread the word, 7 a.m. Be blessed. Look and listening in Jesus' name. That's good, Peanut. Look and listen. Take care. See you guys tomorrow morning.